This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. A complaint and demand for juries been filed in U.S. District Court against the Steamboat Springs School District, Superintendent Celine Wicks, and five current and former staff members. It has to do with special needs students at the high school and how they were allegedly treated there. It's a 56-page document filed by Berg Simpson out of Denver. The next step is written discovery and depositions. Specifics are given in the complaint for each student involved, one including Sylvia Rawlings, who pled guilty in January 2023 to spinning a student in their wheelchair. The student fell out, hit their head. It was all on video in the high school gym. Rawlings resigned from the district and was sentenced to supervised probation and community service. Steamboat Springs School District sent a statement Wednesday morning that they are aware of the allegations in the complaint, and the district's committed to providing equal opportunities for all individuals in district programs and to providing a safe learning environment for all students. That full statement's on our website. The Steamboat Springs School District announced Wednesday that it has been recognized with an accredited with distinction rating from the Colorado Department of Education, one of only 17 districts across Colorado receiving the honor. Rock County Commissioners have a combined meeting with the Town of Yampa. That's at 6 o'clock today. It's to discuss the Regional Transportation Authority, a proposed countywide lodging tax, and how it would affect Yampa, and updates on the response efforts with the recent Crochet fire. Lupita Hathaway is retiring from Colorado Mountain College after having taught Spanish and ESL classes for 80 semesters throughout 31 years. There is a gathering today, 4 o'clock, in the Eagle's Nest at the CMC Steamboat Campus. Steamboat Oktoberfest gets going Friday, runs through Saturday. Tomorrow's the Friday Beer Stroll Downtown, presented by the Young Professionals Network. Then the Beer Garden and the Vendor Market is Saturday at the base of the ski resort. Information is through steamboatchamber.com. The Meeker Classic Sheepdog Championship Trials continue today in Meeker and run through the weekend. These are world-class dogs from all over the world, and they're taking on some feisty sheep from the West. Everybody's invited. Find out more at meekersheepdog.com. Big weekend in Hayden with the annual ride, the Cog Festival. It is Sunday. It is touted as Rock County's original gravel ride. The ride remembers Ferry Carpenter, who was known to ride his bike to his office in Hayden in the early 1900s. You can find out more about all the activities and the rides for adults and lots of things for the kids, a kids' bike parade, at ridethecog.com. The Steamboat Sailors girls volleyball team hosts Eagle Valley today with games getting going late this afternoon and varsity set to play at 6:30. That's in the gym at Steamboat Springs High School. The Moffat County girls volleyball team hosts North Fork this afternoon. The C team and the JV teams get going this afternoon, and then varsity's at 6:30 again. That is in Craig. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KRAIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.